I don't know whether the thought that you are one of the written pieces of work is an original essay is exciting or daunting. How does it feel, Sebastian? How does it feel to you?
It's completely new. I'm not prepared yet, but definitely I have to catch
Not
up.
yet. So it's something that is new to you to embark on writing. Okay.
I mean,
Sebastian.
I've done essays in the past, but nothing to do with AT, so this
No,
is
no,
completely
no.
new.
No, it's just what it makes you feel, not
Don,
necessarily.
can I just interrupt for a second? Sebastian, you are no longer behind. You don't have to catch up. This is for everybody to be, we're all preparing now. You're with us.
Bev and Pierre, it feels okay and something to look forward to, or something that you're a bit concerned about or a bit clueless about. What do you feel?
No, I feel I just like some good instructions of what is expected. That's all.
Okay, a structure.
Just some instructions to what is needed.
Yes, and Bev, how do you feel about it now?
Yeah, I feel like the hardest thing is going to be figuring out what I'm going to write about. It almost feels easier to write an article than it does an essay because I think I prefer being given some essay topics and then picking one and writing about that. Sort of having to come up with it is the hardest challenge for me.
Well, actually, you could say that your topic is autogenic training. That's your topic.
And it's
And
so wide.
you put that wherever you want. You can send it to the moon if you want, but the topic, the reason you're doing this is because of autogenic training. So it's anything that emanates from that. Jane, have you sent out the template? Is that the part of the package? Has that been sent out? You're muted.
The template, do you mean the assessment package? They've got
In
all the
the in
details.
the I think it's a it was in my assessment package, was the template for marking.
Oh, for marking. Right. Yes, I'm sure that's there. I will check. I will
And
check.
also the instructions, well, the suggestions about this.
It's all in this whole
Yes,
assessment
I
package.
thought
They
so.
should
So
all
you've
have
got
it.
a lot of information and structure about what to do. So what to choose? Well, it could be absolutely anything that you can attach the autogenic training to. And it's usually someone is something to do with where they work, their work, their experience. At a very personal level, it might start with your experience of AT. And how that started and how that could be applied actually. So it might start from your own personal experience. I mean, I don't think that Pia would want to write about her problems with her periods, but that would be a place, you know, that it was a transforming thing, and I want to learn more about this and how can this be applied. So you've perhaps spoken about your own. And then, but you have in your mind and in your heart where you would like the autogenic training to be. It was easy for me. I was a GP. I wanted it to be in the GP practice. I ran my first course, and I was quite clever in that. I invited all of them to write their own experience of it. So that really quite filled the essay and was quite innovative. So don't be afraid to get people to contribute to it if you've been teaching them. One of the things, that's important. Obviously, your introduction, your presentation, and guidelines, and all the rest of it. Well, that's straightforward. A good introduction, what you're doing, why you're doing it, and so on. So, a good, straightforward introduction that engages the reader's interest. Now, you will probably have identified your readership. Might be a magazine, it might be a journal, it might be giving a presentation to what you're going to give presentations, but it might be to anywhere, it might be at school. So think who is your target, who are the people, and who is your target readership. That's very important. But one thing that's really, really important is at what point you introduce what autogenic training is. You're saying, this is what happened to me, this is what I want to do, I want the world to have autogenic training. Well, if the world doesn't know what autogenic training, that doesn't make much sense. So at some point, you need to describe and remember who your readership is. Got to think who your readership is. Describe what is autogenic training in the light of your rationale for wanting this group of people to engage in it. Now, that is, you must assume that anybody reading your article, your essay, or whatever, doesn't know anything about it at all. Because one of the mistakes has been an assumption that people sort of know about it. Well, you can assume that they don't know anything about it. So start from there and describe it in a way to your readership that they will understand, and begin to understand why it is that you want autogenic training to be in this particular setting. You have to, so we've done that. So understand. So then, in your essay, you would go on to describe after you perhaps and you decide yourself where you're going to put this. You would start to describe after having described what autogenic training is. Then you can start. You have the rationale for the changes that and the help that you want to give this setting or this group of people. So you have set the scene by describing what it is, what it can do, and then specifically what it can do for this group of people. And then you actually want to go on to argue your point. And at all times, do look up material that is, I mean, there's everything out there if you want to, every magazine, everything. So do refer to journals or situations or evidence or newsworthy or anything that surrounds the group of or the situation or the place where you want the autogenic training to be. You want to weave it all together, and you want a well-argued thing. You've actually set the scene, you've said what it can do. Then you can say how it might happen, because that's important. Because if this is a new place, then how could you get that new place or that new situation or that new organization or that new setting to engage in autogenic training? How might you do that? So it's okay saying it would be really wonderful if we had autogenic training for this group of people and so on and so forth. But you have to. It would, you have to actually make some suggestion, even if it seems very, very difficult or impossible. You need to make some suggestion of how you would like to have it implemented, what resources you could do, and where it would end up. And then you need to have a conclusion. So you have a good introduction. You have the introduction of the autogenic practice, actually what it is, and then the applications of those features in the condition that you want to deal with, and then you argue it, and then you have a conclusion. So the structure of it is quite simple. It's so easy to look up information. And one of the interesting things, sometimes someone coming from a particular area, is the references that they've used and the bibliography, which often gives some very interesting information for the autogenic practice. And anybody reading it can look at those references and actually find something very useful. So that's it, really. I think if you have an idea of what you would like to do, you can obviously discuss it with your supervisor and do some preparatory work on it. And that might be helpful. And enjoy it. In the end, I think in the end, for everybody, it's been a really useful piece of work. Before you send it in, you need to edit it, and you probably need to edit it several times, because I think once is never enough. And you do need to be careful about the word count. Sometimes that seems a bit of a shame, because there's a lot more you'd like to say, but I think with the word count that you've got, it's a pretty fair essay or presentation. I think that's all, really. I think when you have thought about where you would like to, where you would like to put the autogenic training, or how you would like to tie it up, I think when you've got some thoughts about that, the rest will become much clearer, and you can, of course, discuss it, and you will know about the subject or whatever it is. I think that's probably all I've got to say. You have got the template, and you have got the guidelines. Does anybody want to ask about that? Anybody got any ideas now as to what they're going to write about, what they're going to explore? Donna, when you did yours, how did it come to you?
I gave Jane a heart attack, I think, because all my training, I wanted to do it on pain. Having come to you through pain, that's what I was going to do. And 2 weeks before the essay was due in, I couldn't write it. I just couldn't write it. So I met with Jane and said, I know it's got something to do with the therapy side of things. So I sat and wrote it sort of out of an AT state, if you like. I kept doing the AT, and I knew it was writing itself almost. So I did hand it in 2 weeks.
And it was excellent. I remember reading it. Really, yeah. Very impressive. Mm. And Patricia, how did you come
can
across
I,
your...
Can I come in very quickly there? Because I think I remember, it's a long time ago, Donna, but I remember the discussion we were having. And then the conclusion was, you clearly don't want to write this one on pain, do you? And it was actually, I think I remember that as a moment of real realization, whereas before it had been back of the mind. You know, that's obviously why it wasn't happening. So
yes, I just had enough of pain.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So yeah, it just there was a block in my head, and I'd done all the research, and all the way through it, I'd got pain in the, oh, I'll put that in and that, and, you know, sort of gathering all the information, and then it would not write itself.
Yeah.
How interesting. Yeah. And Patricia, how did you come across your topic?
Yes, I had done quite a lot of counselling with people recovering from addiction, drugs and alcohol, and mentoring people. And as I was learning AT, things were coming to me, because I was working with people who were part of a 12-step program. And I was learning how much people relapsed as well, which is very sad. And I saw AT somehow as something they could relate to, when I started seeing things that would make sense to these people, they would understand it. For instance, I'm trying to think of all the examples that I brought in sort of with my argument. Things like people usually in recovery, they believe in like a higher power, you know, something that is there for them to guide them sort of thing. And I was just thinking about the AT process, you know, the whole, you know, trusting it all and that sort of thing, where these people are, you know, really believing in their higher power. And there was a lot, I don't know, just as I went on, it was more and more. And then I started talking about rehabilitation facilities, especially where people sort of stay there, you know, they live there while they're recovering. And those kind of places usually run groups for their patients. And I thought how great it would be to try and get AT into those areas. And that was what I built mine on. And once I sort of somehow got that decision, it kind of just grew itself. You know, it was very interesting. And I do know now that places like the Priory and that sort of thing, they do have people who go in there and do AT sessions now, and lots of other places. You know, people are realizing slowly that yes, AT can help a lot, and you know, it's saving people's lives, not just you know, stopping them from relapsing. Because many people who do relapse, they end up killing themselves one way or another, you know. So I found it a very worthwhile piece of work to do, and I enjoyed all of it, and I did quite a lot of research as well, and also among the people who were in recovery, asking, not telling them about AT right there and then, but asking if there was something that could help, would they be interested? And every single one said yes. So that was really how mine started and grew.
Yes, we've had, thank you, Patricia. We've had some wonderful essays over the years, and I and Ian Ross have had the privilege of marking them. And I have always felt, and I don't know why this hasn't set about, that they could or should be available to the membership to read, because there's a wealth of stuff there. Jane, can you think why we haven't got the essays out for the people to read? I think when I came with that with Alice in the newsletter, they were sometimes too needed modifying for the newsletter. But I mean, looking at it now and perhaps having a conversation now, I don't see why we couldn't have a special thing where we send out, with the author's permission, we send them out to the membership irrespective of the newsletter.
Over to Donna.
A conversation that I have had with Jade, actually, because I don't know how many of them are still around. I don't know if you've kept the essays over the years, but there's a lot of information in all of them. So one of our ideas was, as we've put the newsletters onto the website for the members to access, perhaps we could do the same with the essays, with people's permission, obviously, whoever's written them.
I'm online. I'll call back. Yes, I think that's an excellent idea, and I think we could be doing that. Mm. Where they are, goodness me, we must have them in the archives somewhere.
Yes, we have.
Oh, that sounds awful. Yeah,
we have got a lot of electronic archives. They are in such a muddle and quite a chaotic task to sift through them and find stuff, because it's not been handled right. I don't think I have very many, because I never marked them, so they didn't come via me. In the old days, the paper ones, probably there are quite a lot in my loft. So, you know, there are ways, with the right number of people and the right amount of time, to find them.
Funnily enough, I was looking for something along all the stuff that I've got, paper stuff that I've got, and came across the one from Renata Schielberger. Do you remember her, Jane? And she wrote about doing research on ankylosing spondylitis, because that's what she was dealing with for her MSc. And it was a very, very good essay.
Yeah.
But it fell short of saying how she might do this.
Yeah.
You had all the argument and all the benefits, but at the end of it, there was absolutely no, she sort of ran out of steam.
Yeah.
You know, she put forward the argument, but she didn't give any indication of how you would do this.
Yeah.
And I think, was it someone did something about the police force? Well, how would you set about this? You know, it's a jolly good idea.
Mm.
How would you set about it?
Mm.
So there needs to be some degree of realism in your hopes for what you would like. So that comes from a well-argued point, mm. Conclusion.
But it could be possible in the example you've just given that somebody could just go into a police station or contact the occupational health department, for example, and just have a talk to some of those people about stress and just see what comes out of that conversation to put into your essay.
Yeah, I can't, but that it's exactly that sort of thing.
Mm.
It's all right having these wonderful ideas and writing how wonderful it would be. Patricia, you were able to be there hands-on for your work. I was able to be hands-on, which was sort of the start of every GP practice should have autogenic training. Well, it hasn't got that far. It's got a little way, but only a nibble.
Yeah.
But Donna, yours was part of counselling anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And is a natural part of that, perhaps. So there we are. So that's the thing. So just let it be creative. Let it come into your mind what you would like to do it about, or perhaps you already have a passion burning in your heart, and you want to like some guidance as to how to set this down in a presentation in an essay, and who your readership is going to be. It's not going to be people who know about autogenic training. I mean, it might be, but it's not. It's going to be the public. It might be specialist public. It might be therapists, doctors, this, that, and the other. Or it might be, or it might be the readership from something like a magazine like The Woman's Own or Vogue or something like that. The people who will have no idea at all.
Do we know of any of our essays that have been published? I don't think they have they? I don't think they've ever been submitted for publication. I don't know.
I can't think of any. They might have done. I think they've I don't know, sort of lost track.
I think it was put out. It started off as an academic exercise for our therapist to be thinking about things, and you know, in just the way that you're describing, Anne, of course. And then at one point, people were saying, actually, it could be an article. And so if you want to write an article which you would like to submit for publication, get to know the journal or magazine you would like it to go in, and you would know your target and all the things that you're talking about, Anne, and there's no reason why it shouldn't end up somewhere.
So let it mull over. Have an open mind, something will come into your head, and then just discuss it with your supervisor and let it germinate and germinate and grow. So good luck with it. And also think about whether when you've finished it, you would be happy for the membership to read what you've written, because if that's the case, we could start this cohort and do that, and then we could have a look and find which ones. I mean, I can actually remember really good ones, and if we can't find them, they must have a record of them. We'll always ask them to have it. One could do it that way and think of ones that are really good. Okay, I think that's probably enough, isn't it? Yes, and what are you doing next?
Have you got any query? Yeah, Pia.
I would like to know about the references for evidence for how we do that. Is that the Harvard
It's that,
notes that
yes,
we
we used the, it might be out of date now, actually, the paperwork that's in the folder. But yes, the Harvard system is the one that I think is the easiest to follow and
Yes,
the
it
ones
is.
and it recommends.
And and this is just I mean it makes your essay richer to have some good references. And I mean with the search engines, you've only got to put in what you want, and you get a lot of things, a lot of them free. And there's PUB hyphen med, which is got all the papers that are written. What's the other one? PubMed. Well, I think that's good enough anyway. And then you've got all the journals. It's all there for you. It's not difficult to find references. It is nice to have those because it references and bibliography, which is quite a lot of marks, which is 12%. So it's worth taking that seriously. The presentation is 8 marks, and then the rest are fairly well distributed. So how do you feel about that? Okay. Yeah, sure you will. Bev, yeah?
I got an idea. I would like to. We had a lot of floods here in this country, a lot of bushfires and floods. I nearly got caught in one last year. And one of my things is that I would like to have offered autogenic training to the flood area where, I mean, there was a whole city that disappeared. 32,000 people have no homes, So the stress there is in this area is phenomenal because they live out of their cars and tents and stuff. And I would love to write about anxiety and do it that way. What would you think? Would that be an idea?
Well, I think that's a very special place to start because it's a very special experience of your world in where it happened. I think that you will need to look at where things are now and all the phases because the first thing that comes to mind is you can't suddenly jump over there and offer autogenic training when people are in the middle of the shock and the stress. So it's a question
Oh
of
no, but this is the
afterwards.
aftermath.
It's a question of when people are ready. And then I think you would need to get in or find out about what the helping services and the psychological services and the local services and everything are already doing and that sort of thing and think when that comes. So it's a lot of finding out. I think it's a lovely idea.
They are referring clients to me already, not with autogenic. But with the psychological work, yeah.
Who is they?
The government body.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a good start. Yeah. Well, that is something that has affected your heart and your whole life around there. And it's dear to you to do something. So that's a very good start, rather than thinking, oh, that's a good idea. This is something that's coming from your heart.
And I'm even thinking for the advertisement of autogenics, that would be a brilliant way if that could be published in the magazines, because it's so well known how bad the mental health has been, the aftermath after the
I
floods.
think that's a perfect place to do it. So do your
Yeah, that's
background
my
on that and see how you get on. Yeah. And
Okay.
structure it. Don't sort of let it get out of hand and become overwhelming so that you can't have it. Keep it structured as far as you can.
May I make a tiny comment? Write it from the heart, but not with your heart. And then you will keep it on track and keep it structured and everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Bev,
food
you had
for
your
thought
hand
anyway.
Up. Yeah.
Right,
Bev.
So shall we? Shall
No,
we
Bev had her hand up a minute before Pierre.
I think I did ask this question early on in one of our weekends. I just wanted to clarify it again. So we have our supervision, which is primarily for the work that we're doing with clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we wanted kind of study tutorials for help or support or a reading of a draft essay for pointers, is that available? Is that something that we can pay for in addition? Can any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that that to use the supervision exclusively for the course is perhaps a bit tight. And I don't see why if you're starting your essay and so on, it shouldn't be part of those supervision sessions. I think the thing to do is see where you've got to when you finish your case history and where you've got to when you're within your essay. But yes,
I think what we can't have, of course, I'm going in the opposite extreme, because I entirely agree with what you've said, Anne. Of course, I do think that supervisors can help. But it's help, it isn't sort of any more. And if you went into any more detail with someone to really help you do it, your essay, then whose essay does it end up being? We've got to be slightly careful there that that it is still yours and your work and everything else. But some overviewing guidance, of course, that is what we're there for. We're here to help, definitely.
Yeah, and just to clarify, I wasn't implying that somebody write my essay for
me. No, I know you weren't. I know you weren't, but of course you were, and I know that you wouldn't as well. Okay, so that's fair enough.
I think you were saying, Bev, that was it that the supervision was exclusively for the course? And it's not. It's not. It's for how things are going and whatever's going on.
And yes, exactly. It's helping the students per se. And so you might be doing absolutely splendidly with your clients and have nothing to talk about with them at all. And everything is wonderful. So, hey, what are we going to use our supervision for? Oh, yes, let's look at essays.
Yeah.
Fine.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Everything's gone quiet. Mm.
Well, I think probably if it's gone quiet, then we've had quite a bit of discussion and so on. I think probably apart from us writing your essays, that's about as much as you need. But it's in the end, it's usually a very worthwhile, rewarding task, and it would be lovely. And we look forward, and it's a great privilege to read them. It always has been. Great privilege. Okay, so I'll say cheerio and see you soon.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Well, lovely to see you.
That's been
all.
Really, really helpful. It's been
really
lovely for me to hear it
really,
as well.
Really lovely to see you all. So see you again next time or something like that. I think we've got some more things to do, haven't we?
We have got some more things to do, but I think I looked ahead a little bit, and we something's happening for you.
There's something in July.
You're doing something really interesting next time. That's fine. Yes.
I think we're doing group dynamics.
Yes.
And then
we've got
psychopathology.
Yes.
And then there's research and audit.
I don't think we've given that a home yet, but we've also got exploring resistance.
Yes, that's not my lecture. That must be somebody else's.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
Or that can be a general topic.
Or it can be general, or whatever, however we do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I tell you what I'm looking forward to, which you and I devised for the last course, was actually asking people to prepare to make out the differences and similarities between the different meditative practices. And that's really interesting. So I think you've all been allocated something to describe. Is that right?
We have not done an allocation, but you're absolutely right. It is due the next Saturday. We meet on the 1st of July. So yes, we will talk about that today. Thank you so much for that reminder, Anne.
Yes, because I think there are about six topics, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
Perhaps either have two each or divvy it up to six of you.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Yeah. Okay. I did biofeedback for the AGM once, so I've got that one. So you can have
that. Would you like to do that one? Shall I make a note of that?
Well, I'd be quite happy to, yeah.
I think that would be brilliant. Okay. Right.
I think you did PMR, didn't you?
I had about 10 minutes in the end when I had actually got something quite more significant to say. So I'll keep to the 10 minutes on this one too. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's all we want. It's not...
And
then we can actually discuss the similarities.
Yeah.
Because it's good to know where we are. And of course, they cross over greatly. Mm. So anyway, I look forward to seeing you all again.
Yeah.
And good luck. I think it's in July.
First weekend in July.
Is the next one.
Yes.
And then after that, it's September.
It's September the 9th, God, yes.
That does seem a long time, doesn't it?
It does seem. It'll race through it.
Yes. All the best, everybody.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.